How's it going, podcast listeners? Rabbit Hole Productions here, home to dick pics and shot shots of scored. Listen to these and more great podcasts coming for your entertainment.
Oh God, he's got more ideas?
No complaining from you, sir. You're part of this too.
Damn it!
I know. Rabbit Hole Productions, home to your favorite podcast. Welcome to Shot, Chops, and Scored. I'm your host, Richard Tanner. With me today, we have Jay Ali and a couple of special guests. We have Dylan Scott and Dustin Edmondson from the new movie Slender. Say hello, everyone. Jay Ali.
How's it going, sir?
And then Dustin.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Oh, we're welcome to have you, man. And Dylan.
Hey, what's up?
All right. And let me make sure I got this right. Dustin, you're the director of this movie, right?
I am.
And Dylan, you're the writer and cinematographer?
Yes.
All right, good. That means I didn't fuck up this early on in the show. So
how's
everyone doing? Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Pretty good.
Pretty good today.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Jay?
I can't complain so far.
I know. I made you show up like 3 hours early, do promos and everything, so you're being a trooper.
It is what I do.
I know, right? All right, guys. So apparently y'all are doing a movie, and that's why you're here with Shot, Chopped, and Score, because we are a movie podcast. You're doing a movie about Slender Man, which I have to admit that I have the biggest boner for that anyone's ever seen, especially seeing it. I might have a small cock. But I love Slender Man. I'm a big fan of the game. I'm a big fan of Marvel Hornets, Everyman Hybrid, 12 Tribes. Probably more so than people that are making movies like yourselves. I watch all of it and with passion. Like, I even make movies. I make books off of it. I've published a book online on Amazon. I have a book for Slender Man. So that's why I'm so excited to talk to y'all today.
You actually know how to write. I'm impressed.
I know, right? So let's just jump right into it. How did you guys meet? Like, how, like, you're part of Creekwood Productions, right?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah.
So tell me how y'all all got together, who's all part of it, and who started it.
Before we became Creekwood Productions, we were D Films, and we kind of all met in high school. We went to the same high school, and then it wasn't really, we did little, short films and stuff in high school, and then when we got in college, we just kind of expanded, and I guess you could say that I kind of, started it up for the most part and got a lot of my friends interested in it, and then from there we kind of took off with it, I guess you can say.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys get? Did you go to school for filmmaking, or did you go to school for anything else?
I actually went to school for music, and then I ended up switching to film. Actually, I switched twice. I switched to broadcast journalism, then I switched to film, but I didn't finish school with film. I decided. Since I was about 7 years old and I kind of knew everything and was acing the test without really studying or anything, I just figured to just kind of freelance it,
Yeah, so. I know your pain. I went to school for English. it wasn't my smartest choice, But at least I didn't go for music, so smart choice on your part.
Speak for yourself, sir. Fellow English major.
English major. Well, you do smart things. That's why we call you Jay. Yeah. Anyway, so what decided to get y'all into filmmaking then? So y'all met up in high school, y'all started making your own film production. What made you want to do films?
I guess I could take it back to childhood. I grew up with just me and my mom for 14 years, because my dad passed away before I was born. Mm-hmm. And, growing up, I didn't have any brothers and sisters to really play with and stuff, and we didn't have cable, so I would go to, the movie stores or the movie rental places, and I would rent movies all the time, and I would just watch the shit out of movies. And then one day I picked up my mom's camera, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to try this out on my own, and I just kind of built it up from there.
I understand that very well.
Well, Dustin pretty much got me into it, because in high school we'd make these ridiculous, silly movies, and our high school would love them for some odd reason, and we kept making them, and it was fun. They're not worth anything now, but back then it made us feel good. But No, and then I started making YouTube videos that are probably just as ridiculous, but that's when I started editing my own stuff, and I was like, well, I'd like to do this, you know, for a living, so that's kind of what got me into it.
All right, that's good. I joined a high school video thing, like what was it called? We called it Music Tech. That was a class that we took. So, like, I feel you on that one. We did a very bad B-class horror movie called Evil Dead 4, which, you know, finally existed, and no one in my class understood why I kept writing this and refused to let anyone else take over. So, you know, like, I get you.
So you're admitting to sacrilege.
Oh, well, no. I'll let you watch it later. Maybe I'll put it up on YouTube. I just, like, I don't want anyone to see how, you know, sexy I was in high school.
I thought we were friends.
All right, so this has got you into filmmaking, the whole thing with the family, which is the best answer you could have given. What about your favorite directors and films?
I guess I'll start off with that. Favorite directors, that is a really good one because I'm inspired by so many different directors. We start off with, I know as cliche as it is, Peter Jackson, he's just, you know, he's really amazing. He knows how to do his stuff. I love the fact that he does practical effects, as well as Chris Nolan. He's just another awesome, awesome director. And I have to say, probably for right now, the top director that I really have kind of, you know, gotten into is J.J. Abrams.
Good call, man. Good call.
Because he's like, just seeing him work behind the scenes and stuff is just, it's incredible. I mean, he does all these different things that are just like cheap, you know, fixes and effects on films and stuff. Like, for instance, in Star Trek, when they were skydiving onto Vulcan in the first one.
A fellow geek. I like this guy. He's calling it out, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. I'm definitely in the geek zone here, but
it's interesting you bring this up. This is what our last podcast was about.
Yeah, we can promote the hell out of you now that you're supporting Star Trek. All right.
Hey, I'm game for that for sure. but they were trying to figure out how they were going to do the shots with their heads facing forward on the camera and stuff, and all these guys are coming up like, we should do the green screen, you know, like this big technical thing, and J.J. Abrams comes up and he's like, why don't we just put a mirror under him that would reflect the sky, and then we put the camera over his face, and we just shake the camera. And it's just a simple little, like, $5 effect that just worked so, you know, flawlessly. Just is all great.
All right. Before you move on with any more directors or anything, I got to bring this up, man, because I'm a huge fan of J.J. Abrams, like, more than Jay here, more than most people on Earth, because I am a Lost fanatic. Did either of y'all watch Lost?
I did.
Thank God.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen it all, but when I was watching it and when it was on, I loved it. It was awesome.
Okay.
I got to get off on a tangent on here. Explain to me why Lost is so popular. I didn't drink the Kool-Aid. I'm the weird person who didn't get into Lost.
No, you're not. I mean, you're the very weird person if you didn't get into Lost. It was everything, man.
No, I want to hear their opinion.
Go for it, guys.
I didn't start when it actually started. It took me, like, maybe, I don't know, I think I only got to see the last season when it was on TV, because I had to catch up from there, but as soon as I finished season one, I just couldn't stop watching it, and season five was, like, crazy, and it was just, I don't know, it's so much to explain, but, I mean, it's worth watching, I'd tell you that.
I watched half of season three, and I think that's what...
Well, season three was the worst one. And hold on, let me call them out. Lazy bastards. Season five you came in? Wait a second. I started after season one and had to wait every 6 months between each season, dude. You don't know what hell is, all right? Oh, season three, though, Jay. Come on, man. That's why you don't like it. Season three was shit.
That's when my friend stopped watching. I was like, dude, get past that, and it's way better.
Yeah, I'll admit, I think when I got to season three, that's when I fell off.
Yeah, no, I can understand. Even one that says they started before and got to season three, that's fine. Season three was shit.
Okay, that maybe that's why I can't. I just don't get it because I tried it. I had someone sit me down, and I watched the episodes, a little kicking and screaming, but I did, and it was just like, gotcha, I'm not into it, so maybe I need to go back to the first season and try it out.
Very well could be it. All right, do y'all have any more directors or films that inspired y'all?
I got one of them.
I know. What's the other one, Matt?
Well, some of mine, I would agree with Dustin, with J.J. Abrams and Chris Nolan, because they're phenomenal. I love all their films, and especially Inception. That was just the best thing I've seen in, like, forever. And I would also say David Fincher is one of my favorites, because his movies, I don't know, they just look so beautiful. I don't know, like, his cinematographer is great, and when
stop
I watch
typing David Fincher, Jay. I know everything about David Fincher. Go ahead, guys. He's trying to type it in on IMDb. I will keep up with you all day on David Fincher. Go ahead.
I have to look. I'm willing to look up stuff if I'm not always sure about something.
Fight Club, man. Come on.
Oh yeah, man. That
you know
great.
What? I now feel bad about that. I should know that. I know that movie inside out.
Go ahead, man. Keep on. Keep on. Like, I agree with you 100% on this one. Let's hear what you got to say about David Fincher.
Well, his cinematographer is just great, and even in The Social Network and Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, you really see that to me. And I don't know, just the way his movies, like, flow out, it's just, like, so, I don't know. It's just great. I just like the way he makes his films.
I can agree with you. Let me give you a little bit of a background on him. Of course you've seen Fight Club, right? Like, if you like David Fincher, you have to like Fight Club.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was something that I learned recently from a dude who used to do this podcast, Shot Thomas Score, Danny. His girlfriend told me this and pissed me off with it, like, beyond belief, because I knew no one that knew this. And this chick who didn't know much about movies called me out on it. Edward Norton, he played the entire character of Jack, you know, the narrator,
yes,
as left-handed in that movie, because Brad Pitt was right-handed, and they're supposed to be mirror images of each other, and this whole, you know, spoilers, if anyone hasn't seen this movie in 10 years.
Oh, God.
They're supposed to be the alternate ego. So he played a left-handed guy to a right-handed guy. If you go back and watch the movie, you can call him out. Everything he does is left-handed.
Oh, wow.
I never knew that.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
I know. So make Slender in your new movie coming up. Make him left-handed. That would make me so fucking happy, guys. I will just call that, like, you know, a very nice callback to Fight Club.
Hey, well, if you notice in the trailer, if you even got to, you know, see the last imagery, he was using his left hand.
He was.
No, I've seen the trailer several times. I'll pay attention to the handheld motions. I'll be that dick on the internet going, hey, Slender Man's a different character. He's not the same one. Look out, Marvel Hornets is in the right-handed. All right, so let me go on, guys, to move on a little bit. Y'all had DE Films before this Creekwood Productions?
Yes.
All right, what were some of the things that y'all have done beforehand? Like, I know you said some YouTube projects, met in high school. Was there anything that gave y'all some experience before y'all were able to get into this? This is, from what y'all have claimed, the first big production, right?
Yes. The first feature-length big production, yes.
So what's gotten y'all into it? What's pushed y'all up to this era to make you go, let's move on?
Well, okay, I guess I could say for me, we've done short films a lot, mostly short films, and most of them are comedic sketches and stuff, just YouTube videos and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, like, the way we kind of look at it is, you know, certain people can make a career out of YouTube, you know, whereas if you really want to get your name in there, you have to make films. And also, I've always wanted to make movies instead of just YouTube videos. I love YouTube videos. I love watching them. I love filming them and stuff.
Yeah.
But we felt like we got to a point to where we needed to step it up. And also, we did work on a project a couple of years ago that we were attempting to make a feature-length film out of, and it was a very big production. It was too overwhelming for us in the end, but, you know, we did get most of it shot, and we'll probably put it up as episodes later on, but that we did attempt a big production beforehand that, you know, that we didn't finish, but now we have the experience needed to finish this one.
Well, you know, that's interesting. What were some of the things that you learned from that experience?
Oh, Murphy's Law, anything that will go wrong. And to always have a plan B, C, D, E, and F.
It's all right, because we didn't plan G last time, because we were supposed to have an interview with you. So we know. We feel you 100%.
We're currently on plan Z.
Yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, guys, so you know... getting into your actual movie, let's get into this thing a little bit. go ahead and plug, because people have made it this far, let's assume they're fans, and they either support you or support us. Why don't you go ahead and plug your Indiegogo, because y'all are going to push this out, right? Y'all are trying to make this movie.
Yeah.
So I know we have a very complex Indiegogo search engine to get to it. It has numbers and everything that no one listening is going to get to. But we can search it pretty easy. Y'all want to go ahead and give that out?
Yeah, you just go to Indiegogo.com, and then there'll be a search bar in the top right, and you can just type in Slender, and it should be the very first result. And the picture is a bluish picture, and it has Slenderman's hand on a door, and it's kind of creeping out from behind the door. It should be the first one, so it should be easy to find.
Good, good. And we'll also post it on the Shot Chopped Scored webpage, which is facebook.com/shotchoppedandscored. Into the next segment, guys. How much do y'all know about Slender Man? With this, I mean, you know, I was talking about I love Marvel Hornets, 12 Tribes, Everman Hybrid. Where is y'all's love for it? And all of a sudden, all of us just sound Southern because I said y'all's.
Well, when I first saw him, I just thought he was the creepiest fucking thing ever. And
still is.
Yeah, and just because he's so tall and lanky and his steel body. And then when I played the Slender game, that was not fun at night. I know I've read some about him, like some things about him, what people have typed on the internet. And we use a couple of things in the movie from that, but mainly we wrote our own like backstory. And I'm sure some people on the internet have maybe said it before, but we didn't look at any of that. We wrote what we wanted him to be, but we really loved the image of him, and we had watched some of YouTube videos about him, too.
Yeah,
you got me curious, because maybe you guys can tell me, maybe Richard can tell me, is this a public property thing, public domain? Because I know the origins. Because you told me about it the other day, Richard.
Yeah.
But I've seen the trailer, and I know the game and the memes and everything else. But now I'm wondering, does anybody own Slenderman?
Don't feel pressured, Creekwood. I know the legal answer to this, but go ahead, give y'all's idea on it.
You said it before.
Well, yeah. We looked into that. We were trying to see if there was anyone who actually had any kind of rights over Slenderman.
Smart guys. I like them.
Yeah. And, we want to make sure to cover our P's and Q's, because definitely if you distribute something, you got to make sure that, you know, everything's in line. And as far as we researched, there's no one that holds the rights to this Slender Man entity itself. It's basically kind of like having, you know, aliens or Bigfoot, you know, or vampires. It's a, you know, mythos creature that was created on the internet. And actually the guy, I can't remember his name, but the one who actually...
I don't think anyone remembers his name, but yeah.
The one who actually created Slender Man for the Something Awful forum posted saying that, saying basically that Slender Man is an entity that can be used, you know, for anyone can use.
Yeah, he was excited. Like, he wanted other people to make use of him. He wanted to see what other people did.
Right. And as far as the Slender title, we looked into that, too. The game is called Slender, the 8 pages, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's Slender, but also the subtitle goes along with it. And we felt like Slender, you know, would be fine to use, and we looked that up, too. And as far as we know, fingers crossed, there was no copyright on that as well.
Believe it or not, I actually have even as much research as y'all and more. You're right that you talked about the guy from the Something Awful forum. He gave free range to it. You're great. And now that you know about Something Awful forum, you know about the game, you know about all the stuff, I am a firm believer that y'all have every right on earth to make this movie. Because this movie belongs to the internet. This is where it should be made, not by some big Hollywood studio.
And that's really nice to see that this is the good stuff that comes out of the internet when people create things. And they're willing to let it kind of go out into the wild and let other people play with it. Because we're moving into this era where everybody's worried about copyrights and protecting their intellectual properties now.
Oh, yeah. I've said Shot Chops has scored in dick pics 10 times since we started this. Yeah, I'm trying to make this mine.
Yeah, it's all about branding now. And because the internet is still kind of the new kid on the block when it comes to media, everyone's trying to... hold on to ownership. So this is really cool that you guys are doing this, and it legal.
I love that. Very legal, yeah.
That's another great thing about it. I love that, you know, we have free reigns on this, you know, for the most part. And that's one of the things, it's another thing that kind of draws to it, because since it's such, you know, a popular thing and, you know, it's completely legal, you know, it allows us the ability to make a feature-length narrative film on it, you know, that's unbased and other, you know, things about it.
Yeah, yeah. All right, so moving in more from the mythos to, let's get specific, let's get to your film now, because this is, I have to assume, what y'all are so eager to talk about and what we're eager to talk about. Anyone that's listening, go to Shot, Chop, and Score on Facebook, facebook.com/Shot, Chop, and Score. You can see the trailer. We'll have it posted for weeks and weeks to come. There is a trailer, and here's my first question before we get into the specifics of it. There's a song that plays in this trailer that y'all have on y'all's Indiegogo. Do you know the song I'm talking about?
In the trailer?
Yes.
Yes.
I think there's two. I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
It's an orchestrated song, it sounds like. It's no words, it's just, you know, orchestrated music.
Yeah.
Orchestrated music. I believe if you're talking about the intense shots where it's moving real fast.
That's it.
Yeah, we're talking about that.
I know that sounds a lot like Hans Zimmer from, let's say, Inception.
Uh-huh.
But it's actually a chop-up, a mix of different orchestrations that have no copyright, basically. They're just that I've mixed in. So that's another thing too, is that will actually probably be reprised in the film somewhere.
All right.
That's really good, because when we were both talking about it, we watched it, you know, after I watched it at home, we watched it here the other day, and we were both going, I wonder where they got the music from, or if they just snatched it from something.
I just won $5 off this shit. It's going to go to your movie now, all right? Like, yeah. I'm putting this into the movie. I'm like, all right, I want to bet we're good. All right. Guys, next couple questions we're going to ask may be very specific, and if you don't have the answers or you don't want to answer them, it's cool. It's nothing bad.
It's technical.
It's just very technical, and I understand. Because if people ask technical questions about our podcast, I would look at them and be like, what? Are you sucking dick right now? This is like, this don't make any sense. Did you not like the sucking dick analogy, Jay? My name's Dick, man. I have to always bring it up, all right? All right. Anyway, so my first question, like, what type of equipment are y'all using? Like, what's the camera you're going with? Like, granted, don't ever feel self-conscious. I've made worse movies. I'm sure y'all have made worse movies. Where is y'all's equipment going?
Actually, we're using a Canon T3i, and a lot of independent filmmakers use DSLR cameras, so I got one last year, and I've just been waiting to use it on something as big as this, and we finally can, so we're using that, and we have a few lenses to go along with it.
Yep. And as far as like lighting and stuff, we do have a couple of lighting kits with soft boxes and daylight fluorescent lights and stuff, so lighting should be, you know, we have that pretty good now. As far as like the dollies and stuff, we do have a crane.
Y'all are doing good then.
Yeah. And actually,
you got all your stuff stored.
The crane actually we ordered online a while back, and we got it in just in time to shoot the intro, which is what we cut the trailer from.
You can order it online.
And the dolly actually is what we made it, basically out of plywood and skateboard wheels and stuff, and we put on like 2-inch PVC pipes, and it actually works flawlessly. I'm actually pretty amazed at how well it works.
You guys are like the MacGyvers here going on with this stuff.
This is why indie films should be bigger than big Hollywood, man. They make it work. And I like this. Like, y'all are doing it, man. Like, keep going. There's nothing here. Like, you're fucking pulling people to like you right now by saying, yeah, we're going to find a way to do this. So,
right.
Well, I like that.
See, and that's the thing, too, is like with this production, and of course with any other production over the years, I've learned how to try to cut corners and basically ghetto rig stuff. And still get the same effect as you would with high dollar equipment. Just, you know, because I mean, you can save money in that way and use it to you know, help feed the actors and crew and stuff and make everybody happy, so you have a very good shoot, you know, for the most part.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So like, y'all seem like y'all have some pretty good equipment going. What are y'all looking for? And this is a really bad segue. I'm sorry. fucking apparently didn't make a good go for it. What are you going for with the tone of this film? Like, you know, like Slender Man to me has always been a horror film. The first time I watched it, I broke my foot and I started podcasting and watched it and scared the shit out of myself. So, like, what are y'all going for? Y'all going for suspense? Are you going for a sci-fi? Y'all going for horror?
It's definitely going to be suspenseful and like a thriller-like movie. Is what I'm thinking. What were you gonna say?
Yeah, it's definitely suspense. It sets up like a mystery with a lot of suspense intertwined, and with definitely some horror at the end. There's kind of I don't want to, you know, definitely not gonna give anything away, but
please don't, because I'm like trying to buy the DVD.
Absolutely not. But let's just say that there's some crazy shit that goes down at the end that kind of, you know. Should hopefully if
what the fuck moment,
yeah,
pretty much
yeah, and that's kind of where the horror should play in. But for the most part, the way I feel about horror films, for the most part, and of course, you know, we will see Slender Man through the film, but
well, better
a lot of subliminal things, not knowing that something is there, knowing that it's there as well, basically, like when you're in the dark. I think it's one of the scariest things, one of the scariest elements, especially to any horror film. So, like, you know, I hate horror films that just show the monster or the entity just all the time, just in your face, straight up, you know, in the camera kind of thing. So, basically, we kind of play along with kind of subliminal stuff, but we do show them, you know, throughout the film.
That's good. That's
so
good.
So, is there any particular messages you're playing with? And, I'm, you know, a lot of people now, they've got to have some sort of deep
ulterior meaning. Statement.
Exactly. And
in other words, our pretentious question of the evening.
Yeah.
Are you making a statement with your film? Like, you know, as most go with a political statement, most horror movies, political statement. Is there anything that you want to say with it, or are you just trying to be like, hey, we can make a fucking movie, which, granted, is a great fucking statement.
I don't think we have any particular, like, political statement or anything like that. We just want to show people that we can make a horror movie, and we just decided to do it on Slender Man because he just everybody loves him. Well, the internet mostly.
No, and the internet loves him.
Yeah.
Trust me. No, there's no denying it. I am the internet.
We just wanted to show people that, hey, we can do this, and we wanted to just show what we have learned over the years and show and put it to work.
Right. What I'm hoping for is a reaction like, you know, holy shit, this is a lot better than I figured it would be, kind of thing.
And we want to scare the shit out of people.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Did y'all see, goddamn, I'm not smart enough, I didn't bring it up. Did y'all see, there is one film that exists of Slender Man, and not trying to knock y'all down. I've seen this film. It was by the Smash Brothers. It was a Small Brothers. It was something Brothers Productions. It was a Slender Man film, first Slender Man film to exist, full length. And it was internet release. Like, they didn't make any money off of it. They just put it on the internet. Did y'all see this one?
Was it called just the Slender Man movie?
Yes.
I think the one I saw was by AJ Meadows.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw, I didn't watch it all the way through. But
no need to. Y'all's trailer looks better than that one. So, no. Not to put y'all down. I just like kind of wanted to bring that up since you're talking about, you know, all the past and support.
I've seen it, and I mean, I didn't watch all of it, so I can't really give like a review about it. But the only thing that we didn't like about it, I mean, we didn't want to do a handycam movie,
right?
And we wanted to actually, you know,
do
narrative film,
narrative type film.
All right, no, that excites the hell out of me because I love Slender Man, but my biggest thing is every Slender Man movie or Slender Man ARG or any Slender Man thing is handycam.
Yeah,
it's found footage, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. You're keeping with the mythos, but fuck, move on, grow, well, expand the thing.
The thing that I liked when I watched the trailer was that this felt like something with some substance to it, as a compared to, like you said, handy cam, very, very amateurish. This, you know, the
y'all look like a Hollywood video coming out for a very internet movie, right. And that's what impressed me so much.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised. I was like, well, when he brought this up to me, I said, Slender Man? Well, all right, let me take a look at it. And
which pissed me off to no end. You don't understand.
I was impressed. No, I don't have anything wrong with it. It was just I was kind of surprised he brought it up. He's like, yeah, they're making a Slender Man movie. And I was like, the internet thing? And sure enough, I see the trailer. I was very, very impressed with that.
And quick question before we get into something else. Dylan, we're talking on your Skype right now, right?
Yes.
All right. This picture is of you, I assume, right? You don't have just some random white dude on your page?
That's me from a couple of years ago.
Okay. Now, Grant, y'all didn't bring up any of the ARGs and the YouTube videos for so much, but I just need you to tell you to look up one day, and I need to know that you're doing a cameo in this movie because you look just like Evan from fucking Everyman Hybrid. And if you look him up, you see him toward the later years, you'll understand exactly what I mean. Are you and the director doing any of the cameos in it?
The director possibly is, Dustin, but... Me, I'm not sure yet. No, I might.
We'll probably have Dylan in there somewhere.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess I am.
just put him in the background somewhere, jerking off in the woods. Anyone who catches him gets $5 from you. That's a great fucking way to promote the film, you know?
That's a good idea. I think we'll put that in the script.
I like that. All right, guys. So now we're getting into the part of the podcast that I'm really excited about that Jay and y'all are probably not so excited about, because that's going to be a big fucking debate. And this is the main reason I looked y'all up, is crowdsource financing. Y'all are a big part of Indiegogo. Again, if you want to find them and help support them, you can find us on facebook.com/shotchoppedandscored, or you can go to Indiegogo and type in Slenderman and find a picture of Slenderman, which is just a door with a hand grabbing it. But they have done crowdsource financing, which is a new thing that Hollywood's trying to get in on, a lot of amateur filmmakers getting on. Zach Braff, you know, famous from Scrubs, is trying to make his new movie after Garden State.
And it's also responsible for the RoboCop statue. You're welcome.
They made a RoboCop statue?
You know, how do you not know about the RoboCop
statue? I don't know.
Statue?
They're also making...
I didn't know.
Okay. Well, thank God it's not just me.
There is a RoboCop statue being built that is going to go up in Detroit.
OCP, man.
Holy shit.
That is fucking great.
You can go and look up the pictures. There are already some pictures up of the guy who's making it right now, but it was done through a Kickstarter. Much like your film is, so...
No, this is nothing like the film. They're making a statue. They're making a work of art. All right. But anyway, so Kickstarter, this thing where anybody who has a computer or a phone or iPad or anything can go online and look at these websites or go through stumbleupon.com and pop upon a project that's trying to be made by regular Joes. You know, Joe Schmo, who's like, hey... We want to make a movie. We want to make a statue, apparently. We want to make a book. These guys are trying to make Slender the movie, and you can give them money. And the big debate has become upon how Hollywood is trying to take advantage of the situation and not give money anymore for movies. How are you guys feeling? Like, how has the experience been as far as amateurs go? Because, I mean, not trying to put y'all down. Y'all, like I said, I love y'all's trailer. I love what y'all have been doing. Y'all seem very professional. You're talking to us. And, well, of course, we're professional. So, how has the experience gone for you so far?
We definitely don't have near our goal yet. And even if we don't, then, it's still going to get made either way. And,
that's awesome. That's really good.
Yeah, like, the money that we have now, it will help us out, because we do not have much money anyway, so that's going to help us out a lot with, like, food for the actors.
Rather not, like, pay our paycheck, you know?
Yeah, if
we can avoid it. But, yeah, like you said, the money that we are going to use from the Indiegogo we wanted to use for actors, equipment, food, different things like that. But either way, whether we reach our goal or not, like he said, we're going to continue making the film. You know, we'll just have to pay out of pocket, which is okay. But, yeah.
All right. So that's great, because you answered my next question perfectly, is what if you don't reach your goal? So, like, just to kind of put the pressure on all the people listening to me who follow my lead, which is two people, I've already paid money into the Indiegogo, right? Like, I paid $15 because I was like, oh, look, a fucking DVD. I would love a DVD. Like, if y'all don't reach your...
You those already.
Yeah, well, you know, I may have a big collection. what happens if y'all don't reach your goal? Can you still supply the DVDs, or, like, at least put an internet format version of the movie out?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're going to... Awesome. Hopefully, yeah. if for some reason we don't have enough money to get as many DVDs as we want, we're definitely we put it up, self-distribute pretty much.
Which we have. In the past, I kind of did freelance videography for school plays and stuff like that, and weddings, and so I do have like the machinery used to make DVD labels and stuff like that. So I mean, I can self-distribute pretty easily and like pretty good, and you know, still look good. Of course, when the film's finished, we do hope to look for a distributor that will do it for us, pretty much. But either way,
the dream.
You know, anyone who does donate will get a Slender Man DVD copy.
Cool.
So here's my question: how do you guys feel about the bigger studios using this kind of financing to get the movies out? Because you know, a lot of people have been making rumblings because you've got a Veronica Mars movie being made that was done by this, and then
Weinstein's been looking into it.
Yeah, and how do you feel about that? Because I got my own opinions, but I want to hear yours since you're making movies.
Honestly, I think it's kind of shit that big Hollywood would go out to crowdsourcing, because as far as the studios work, it's like a kind of like a little economy. It's just everything's hyped up, you know, from the beginning of production and stuff. And then the whole point of production studio is to finance films for films to be distributed, then make movies. And if they're crowdsourcing, basically they're saying, well, hey, let's just pocket more money from you know, the people who are going to be, you know, working for their money, plus are probably going to go pay later to watch it in theaters as well, and just save us money so that we can kind of keep more for ourselves, kind of thing. And you know, it's typical greedy Hollywood. You know, I'm not putting Hollywood down, because I love Hollywood production movies and stuff like that. I mean, I'm a big, huge fan of like summer movies, especially like Man of Steel and stuff coming out. That stuff I'm really excited for. But in the same sense, you know, there's really no need for them to do that.
Well, what would you say is too big? Because you've got, like you said, Weinstein's looking at.
Are we going for Transformers as opposed to Clerks? And if you don't know what Clerks is, I'm going to kick you off the podcast. I'm sorry.
What about like Brent?
Yes.
Is Brent too? Is he too?
Braff? You talking about Braff? Don't say Brandon. Braff.
Yeah. Whatever. Do you think he's too big?
I personally don't think he's too big. I mean, it's kind of hard. I don't know.
Great fucking answer, man. Because I'm the only person on the other side of that who's like, let Zach Braff get a fucking, you know, money from Kickstarter. I mean, everyone hates me.
I was blown away at how much money he got. I mean, I wasn't thinking he was going to miss his goal. I think he was going to be on it, but he got like $1 million over. Like, it's just crazy. And I don't know. I've always liked Zach Braff, and I've liked Scrubs and all that. And I don't know. I don't think he's too big for it.
Yeah.
For my opinion, honestly, though, big actors like that who, you know, for sure have the money to, and capabilities of self-producing a film, I would say that's where I do differ. I would say it would probably be too big for stuff as crowdsourcing like Indiegogo, in my opinion. No disrespect to Zach Braff. I love his work and what he's doing, but, you know, he doesn't.
Yeah. So I'm taking it, if, you know, tomorrow if Brad Pitt decides to put up a Kickstarter, you guys won't be in favor of it.
I would get pissed.
Now,
man,
there's an exception to that. I'd probably donate.
I was about to say, if Brad Pitt donates to Slender, the movie, you know, that's a very difference in the exceptions of it.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, one last question for you guys. Since y'all have been doing the, you know, the crowdsource financing, apparently you're talking to us, a podcast who has, you know, a very internet savvy idea. How has social media been working for you? Because I'm friends with y'all on Facebook. Do y'all have a Twitter? Like, how's everything working in the internet world? Which has to be how you're making any splash in the movie business here.
We don't have a Twitter. We mainly just have a Facebook, but it's been going pretty well. Like, we have at least one new like a day, and it's like, when we first started it and first put the page up to announce it, we were kind of shocked because, like, not like in a day, we have, like, I don't know how many, like,
close to 200?
Like, over 100 people like it already. I was just like, is this real? Like, this, I mean, I know it's just 100, but to us, it was just like, holy shit, like, people are interested.
Right. And basically, through the Facebook page is when we're doing most of our hype. Now, you know, I do feel like later on production we might try to set up our own website. We'll have a little more footage and photographs to kind of play around with.
Yeah.
Mainly the Facebook page, Indiegogo, and Instagram as well. We've been doing some behind the scenes on Instagram through my personal Instagram, which we'll probably create one under Creekwood Productions pretty soon.
You got an Instagram, Jay?
Yes, I do.
We need to hook up with you on Instagram. I'm not good with Instagram, guys. Go ahead.
What is it to know? Well, I forgot. You.
Oh, I have a flip phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, Instagram's not good for me, guys.
That's understandable.
Is it any wonder you've had computer problems lately?
I know, right? Yeah. All right, so that's good. That's good. Well, I think unless there's anything else y'all want to share with us, that's pretty awesome, guys. Like, I'm very impressed. I'm looking forward to it. Jay?
I'm really excited because this is one of these things where I had no clue going in before we did this interview and before we started talking about it. And just talking to you guys, I'm rooting for you big time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now I'm saying, well, I was before we started talking about it. If anyone has any questions, hit us up at facebook.com/shotchopdiscord or shotchopdiscord@yahoo.com. Guys, y'all have a Facebook page y'all would like to plug, I assume.
Yes. Yeah, it's facebook.com/slendermoviems.
Awesome, awesome. You can also find me at RichardTanner4 or
at JaliStokes, all one word.
And then, you know, just hit us up, guys. We're all really excited about this, and I'm hoping we get a discussion going about all of y'all. It would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, anyway, guys, I'm Richard Tanner.
And I'm Jay Ali.
You guys?
Dustin Evanson.
I'm Dylan Scott.
Later.
Welcome to Shot, Chop, and Score. He's Richard. Welcome to Shot, Chop, and Score. He's Richard. Welcome to Shot, Chop, and Score. He's Richard. Welcome to Shot, Chop, and Score.